This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And, you know, we're talking about the show, and the first thing he says, hey, Joe, are you hot on, you know, that potential no-hitter getting broken up yesterday from Chris Bubich? It's a great name. I just wanted to say the name Bubich. I was like, am I hot on it? Yeah, because, you know, Sam Lubman and Carter back there, they're very upset about that being ruled a base hit for Wilmer Flores. They're very upset about it. They feel some type of way. I was like,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Who cares about... I don't mean to go Steiny on us at 6:09 this morning. Who cares about no-hitters anymore?
That's the reason I get pissed.
No one. When we live in an era where basically going through five innings is a quality start now for some people, who gives a damn about no-hitters? So, no, I don't care. I mean, the amount of combined no-hitters that happen now, it's more than actual pitchers going through nine innings. No, I don't care, Joe.
Is the last Giants no-hitter Chris Heston?
No, it was Blake Snell last year.
Oh, that's right.
And you don't even remember.
I don't even remember.
You don't even remember.
His only complete game of his career.
I totally forgot.
Well, I also he became a Dodger, so I kind of etched it out of my head.
Is Blake Snell even real?
But that tells you all you need to know.
Well, no, you just proved your point out the gate. You say how quality starts are a big deal, but no one cares about no-hitters. No-hitters are harder than quality starts, so you just disproved yourself right out the gate here 5 minutes into the show.
Look how passionate you guys are about the no-hitter.
Baseball's not boring. See my Odyssey podcast.
Carl Fry's a baseball guy.
On that play, listen, okay, I want to get to your bigger point a second. On that play, it's Wilmer Flores who hits like a little chopper. You're playing a little up the middle. If you're the second baseman, you're going to your left. And I deem that to be a pretty routine play. I think that, yeah, you're relocating to go to your left on a chopper.
I think we all can agree on that. That looked like a very routine.
I thought it was erroneously called a hit. Originally they called it an error. Then they switched it to a hit. And I thought they were wrong.
Was that some home cooking yesterday?
Absolutely.
I was like, all right, come on.
But also, you have to understand, and you'll see this with young Benny.
There's
this thing called Game Changer, and it's basically keeping book online so that everyone can see. And sometimes you put video, so you'll put your phone on the chain link fence. Yeah, Game Changer. So like,
I could stream a game and like anyone can watch it.
Yeah, kindergarten, whatever, but not the Giants spring training games because, you know, that would cost too much money. But everybody else, so like 8U games right now, let's say you're the Burlingame Pirates or whatever, the Feds or you
would sleep.
Yeah, there's a team called the Feds. They're actually very, very good.
They are. Don't sleep on the Feds.
No, they're sweet. But like, you put the phone on the fence and it videos the game. And then there's another mom or dad who's in the stands who will keep book, right? And so like little Johnny will get a dribbler base hit, right? And someone will throw it down the line and it's obviously an error. But instead of scoring it an error, they're like, little Johnny got a double. And it's like, nah, that wasn't a double, but that's okay. And so it keeps all the stats and everything. And then you look up at the end of the year and you're like, how the heck did little Johnny, who didn't get a legitimate hit all year, lead us in doubles, triples, and home runs? Well, because he got a bunch of little league doubles, triples, and home runs, which were really errors, but that's okay. And so that's what that reminded me of yesterday, of the dad who's scoring the game for his own child. Yeah, we're going to call that a hit. No, that wasn't a hit.
So Robbie Ray, that's his first, or the first Giants loss in Robbie Ray's start, correct, Sam?
He's been brilliant.
He's been awesome.
He was yesterday.
He was really good yesterday. He goes, what was he? He goes 7 innings, 6 hits. Walk in 7Ks. Are you kidding me? Score some runs, Giants. That's all. But Bubic, hey, to his credit, local guy, Archbishop Mitty,
yeah.
Stanford, he was balling yesterday and unfortunately was not able to get that no-hitter because that's really going to be keeping him up in a wake at
night.
So
you're really bugged about the no-no thing.
I just don't care anymore.
But on a Monday night where...
It's so watered down now for me. Uh-huh. The amount of no-hitters that are like 3 or 4 or 5 combined no hitters
that I
become such commonplace in the last decade that it's really it's lost its shine.
But for last night, so last night,
there's at least like 4 or 5 a year. It feels like, so, which that it's not like a perfect game, Joe. Like that's where I get at. Like
perfect games, like 20 of them or whatever.
It's so much. It's so rare to get a perfect game that it does feel really special when it happens.
The
no-hitter is no longer special. How about that?
Oh, okay.
It's no longer special.
Is the triple-double special?
No. That's like when Luka Doncic is doing that in like a loss all the time. Like, no.
When you got guys who are averaging triple-doubles for a season.
I agree with that.
Okay, okay. So that's sort of... Because no-hitters are still special to me. And I just think of it this way from a consumer standpoint. Like, last night is a random Monday night against the Royals. It is the perfect template for when you're going to have a no-no late in the game. You're watching, you're kind of falling asleep, and you're like, wow. And then they keep zooming in the camera, the NBC camera, keep zooming in on how many hits that the Giants have. And you're like, Robbie Ray, no, 0-0. He's giving up 4 or 5 hits. But this Bubic kid, and because he's a local boy, because he pitched at Mitty, because he's from San Jose, because he went to Stanford, because he's coming off of Tommy John, I thought it was a pretty cool story. And it was one of the many reasons why I couldn't turn that game off last night. Now,
game,
I'm probably more of a baseball lover than most. I think we can all agree, right?
You got your Bobby Witt out there. You love some Bobby Witt.
I do love Bobby Witt. And Willie Adames is base running late in that game. We can get to that at some point.
The
on
Pasquatch.
I don't know.
Pizon, Pasquantino.
Tyler Rock.
Great nickname.
Giving it up. But I guess my question is like, isn't that what like lures us in on these random regular season games. We would all agree there's too many baseball games in the regular season. So if you know that there's a no-hitter going on in the sixth or seventh inning, you don't tap in?
Well, are you guys supposed to be Giants fans or not back there? Thumbs up.
But
Giants
I'm rooting for something that's kind of rare.
No, I don't want to see the Giants get
no-hit. Yeah, I agree with you.
Thank you. So then why are we defending it? First
because there's a spirit of the game where you want a no-hitter has to be ended on a clean hit.
Totally
that's
agree.
Just the rule of the game.
No. You can get a bunt late. I'm okay with the
bunt late.
Well,
that's cheesy, but yeah, you're correct.
Why is it cheesy?
What if you're down 8-0?
Well, we can get into the
breaking unwritten rules.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Like, a bunt's a bunt. Get on base however you can.
Okay. Fair
you
enough.
Know, like I'm with you on like a regular hit in any fashion, but like that one to me was an error.
I've seen much more egregious ones that's been ruled. Like,
well, what was the guy that blew the game in Detroit many years ago?
Armando Galarraga and Jim Joyce. Yes.
Thank you. Like that.
At least he had a lot of remorse, Jim Joyce, about it. He felt like truly bad. He wanted to cry. He felt that bad. So,
well, there's a whole nother conversation as someone who's umpired for a long time. Sometimes the angle on where the umpire is up that first baseline actually isn't a great angle. Sometimes it isn't. You're actually sometimes blocked by the first baseman to be able to see the bang, bang play. So, like, there's a whole nother conversation about positioning and, you know, every now and then the home plate umpire or someone on the third baseline actually has a better peripheral vision on that bang, bang play at first base. But that's a whole nother Joe Shasky umpire deep dive.
I just think no hitters are no longer special for me. And we can ask Dave Fleming this. I'm sure he'll disagree with me, and that's fine. Dave Fleming, voice of the San Francisco Giants, will be joined this week.
So if little Benny throws a no-no, that's not special?
I mean, is this like...
Sorry, Benny, no McDonald's.
When is this?
You only throw a no-hitter. Hey, I need a perfect game.
Hey, McDonald's is expensive. The Happy Meals are sneakily. Those things... You got to get the app, by the way. Hi, I'm Joe Spadoni. And when I go to McDonald's, I make sure to use the McD app. Anyways. But yeah, sure, I'll be excited. It's my son. That's different. But I'll say, you know what? Good effort out there, champ. I'm proud of you for what you did out there. I'm not going to go no-hitter first. Do you feel special, Benny, first and foremost? If you feel special about it, then I'll feel special about it. Sam, do you feel special? Do you still feel the no-hitter special? Do you?
Yes, a no-hitter is special, Spadoni.
Okay, thank you.
There have been 326 no-hitters in the history of this game that dates back to the 1860s.
It's like a year.
Right? They're almost not a year. That common.
It's a lot.
You weren't even alive back then. That's how long ago.
No, none of us are even alive. I can't even guarantee any of us will be alive on Sunday. How about that? What is still special? Like when it comes to, you mentioned the triple-double. When did that not become special anymore?
It just felt
within the last decade.
Well, like Jason Kidd was like climbing.
And
up the charts.
Cynical. I might be really cynical about this because I do.
I think you are.
I do truly
I think
feel
you are.
No, I do truly absolutely. Feel like it's lost its shine though. An 888-957-9570.
I don't think it's differentiated. Here's where if you're going like five guys to get a no-no, like that's I can see where you're coming from.
And that's kind of happened a lot lately.
Like, no, it has. But like for example, Chris Heston, and I said to the guys in the room he always comes to mind when someone brings up a no-no. Like, that is the moment in his entire career. Most people don't even know the name Chris Heston. I remember Kevin Brown doing it against the Giants when he was a Marlin back in 97. My dad and I were at that game. And by the end, I was rooting to see something historic. Well, I was at that game. I think he hit a guy in, like, the seventh or eighth inning. I forget. Look that game up. Now, I want to say 97. It wasn't 98. I want to say it was 97, Kevin Brown, before he became a Dodger. Or maybe it was after he became a Dodger and got traded to the Marlins.
See, June 10th, 97. Yeah, Marlins Giants.
The Marlins Giants. See,
the
there
one
you go.
That sticks out to me even more than the Yusmeiro Petit is the perfect game that should have happened and almost did. Yusmeiro Petit.
Here, really quick, Shasky, the only base runner was a hit by pitch with two outs in the eighth inning.
Who was it that got hit?
Give me a second. I'll pull it up.
So it was two outs in the eighth inning with a hit by pitch. Could have been a perfect
game. What team was it against?
Marlins.
I went to a Dodger. I went to a Padre game for my buddy Velas's bachelor party down in San Diego, and it was Tim Lincecum against the Padres. And I'll never forget. We were going to go to, I think it was Friday night. We ended up going to Saturday, and Friday night was the blowout or whatever. We went to the Tim Lincecum start, and essentially, Lincecum had a no-no going. And you know, Lincecum at that point, I want to say it was 2013. He was kind of scuffling, you know, and he had lost his spot in the rotation and in 2012, and it just wasn't the same. And the entire crowd for San Diego by about the seventh or eighth inning was rooting for him to get this no-no. And when you look back at his career, you know, that is one of the he had two of them against the Padres. One of the cherries on the top of his career outside of the World Series rings and all the Cy Youngs and all that. Like, these are, you know, that's something special. And I'll never forget the Hunter Pence catch that he made right in front of us in right field to preserve it. There are certain moments that I do believe are special. And if there are kids that are, you know, on the, you know, hey, you got to go to bed. You know, it's the last couple weeks of school. No, Dad. Bubich has got a no-no going.
This is just one of the all-time.
He went to Mitty. So no, but I think it's kind of cool. Maybe I'm just being a little nerdy. I don't know.
No,
I thought
okay.
It was cool.
You're being allowed to be a baseball nerd.
You're being sentimental. I'm being a cynic right now. I'm being Steiny. You're being Guru. That's okay. That's all right. In this situation, I will 100% be Matt Steinmetz and be on my soapbox here and say, you know what?
So 37 and a quarter for Clay, or
that's good. That's okay. A good one. That's
something that's we've immortalized.
That's not going to be broken.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
That's not going to be broken. No hitters happen, though. Like, a lot, it feels like. There's going to be three or four that happen this year.
What probably. About when Steph goes for 50?
50 is a good, that's a good one.
Right.
That doesn't happen as much anymore, no. 50. Actually, let's look that up. Let's see how many 50 points games were in the NBA in the regular season.
I don't know.
Last year.
There's more 50 point games than no hitters, I think.
I would think so too.
There's only been 19 no hitters in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I would think so too.
What about 60 points?
659 like, 50 point games in NBA history, twice as many as no hitters.
Now let's go to 60 receiving days.
60 point games.
Uh-huh. 200 yard receiving days. Like, I remember when Anquan Boldin went for 200 yards on opening day 2013 against the Green Bay Packers at home, capped through for like 400. This is one of the greatest performances I've ever seen. Right, like, I know, this is off the top of my head.
That's a great one.
You just
one.
Remember certain things.
No, that's a good one.
And that's super nuanced. I don't know how many people would remember that.
No.
Know?
Yeah. What Christian McCaffrey had, how many touchdowns in a game? He got close to a record,
Ricky Waters, I believe, had 5 in a game, which was the rushing record.
Right.
I think Tomlinson might have tied it.
Insane.
Tomlinson might have had 6 total, but 5 rushing.
I know. I always like when they do the total.
Tomlinson was ridiculous.
Insane.
I think he might have thrown for one, too.
How many 60-point NBA games, Sam?
91 times in NBA history has someone scored 60 or more. 32 of those were by Wilt Chamberlain.
So a 60-point game is closer to a perfect game then, right? That's pretty...
If you take away the Wilt Chamberlain games, yes.
That is what I am doing, yes.
So like Wilmer Flores the other night had a 3-home run night. That wasn't special?
Well, it was crazy. That wasn't even his best at-bat of the weekend. It was that one against Mason Miller where he drew a walk, probably. But it was special. He had how many? 8 RBIs? 8 ribbies? And Sam had all the stats over the weekend. It was insane. Wilmer Flores, he leads Major League Baseball right now with RBIs, correct? I think he might be tied.
Yeah. I think he's also leading a go-ahead RBIs as well.
That's my guy, Wilmer Flores, the one you
doubted. Wilmer Flores Appreciation Week.
There you go.
But, like, I think, you know, when I think about it, like Roy Halladay, if I just close my eyes and think about Roy Halladay, one of the greatest pitchers of the generation, one of my favorites.
Oh, you think of that playoff no-hitter?
I think of the Philly no-hitter that he had, right? If I say the name Don Drysdale, don't you think of it?
Yeah,
World Series?
But you also think of guys like, again, Chris Heston's of the world, right?
That's the beauty of baseball.
I think of more no-hitters if I'm a fan of my particular team than I do remember no-hitters like outside of Blake Snell last year. Do you remember anyone else throwing a no-hitter?
I forgot the Blake Snell one, so I should probably see myself out on this
September.
One. But it was one of his great moments of his career. This guy was 2 Cy Youngs, one in the NL, one in the AL. He had never gone a complete game in his entire career, which was outstanding. And I think he only had pitched into the ninth inning like one time prior to that.
A week prior to that, Dylan Cease did it against the Nationals. He had one for the Padres. And then a couple weeks later, a month later, Shota Imanaga, Nate Pearson, and Porter Hodge. Yeah, the great Porter Hodge.
Well, that one gets a little
combined,
more diluted.
Combined no-hitter.
Yeah.
Ronel Blanco had one last year for the Astros, actually on April Fool's Day. Prior to that, Michael Lorenzen, Framber Valdez, Matt Manning, Jason Foley, Alex Lange.
So, like, hitting for the cycle to me is super cool, right? Like, that's something I think about in baseball. Whether you're a kid, whether you're in high school, whether you're in the pros, hitting for the cycle to me is like, wow. Like, you know how random that is?
Cycles are cool.
Sorry, 349 times has someone hit for the cycle. So, okay. Just a few more than no-hitters.
Close to a no-hitter.
Interesting.
Okay.
Interesting. I would have thought they would have been about the same. Yeah.
But again, that goes back to the scorekeeper sometimes where they fumble the bag, if you will. I wonder how many cycles should have happened if there was a bad scorekeeper, right? But you can do that with every single
thing. But it is funny how in baseball, like, it's such a mental game. The minute that it's changed from an error to a hit, boom, he gives up a double. Or what was it, a double or a rip ball down the line?
Double.
Yeah, it ended up being a double down the line. And it all becomes a moot point. But I always play the woulda, coulda, shoulda. Like, once you know that the no-no's broken up, you do kind of ease off the throttle a little, don't you?
I'll ease off the throttle in this conversation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.